This is the Northwest Colorado News. I'm Shannon Lukens. The Rock County Sheriff's Office reports three people died in a suspected murder-suicide in Phippsburg Saturday. The bodies of 45-year-old James Jake Hill and two juveniles, ages 3 and 7, were discovered during a welfare check. If you have any information for the investigation, please reach out to Rock County Sheriff's Office. Also in South Rock County, Colorado Parks and Wildlife has confirmed that some of those newly released wolves have been tracked in South Route, but they are not yet in Moffat County. CPW also said there have not been any depredations of livestock yet. The director of Colorado Parks and Wildlife, Jeff Davis, apologized in a commission meeting last week for the way the wolves were released and how no one was told until after it happened. Senator Dylan Roberts from Senate District 8 says the lack of transparency and notification was incredibly disappointing.
I'm grateful that Director Davis has apologized, but we have a long way to go to rebuild trust between our local agriculture producers, communities, and the state government. I'm hoping that we can get there, but this has been very difficult.
Someone crashed their car into Steamboat Springs High School and caused major structural damage late Friday night. The area has been boarded up. There is no school today for the Martin Luther King holiday. Police are looking for a dark blue SUV, possibly Nissan Pathfinder Armada, that will have damage on the front driver's side. The 2024 Route for Ride the Rockies will bring 2,000 cyclists and support crew to Steamboat Springs, Craig, Meeker, Rangeley, and Fruta, June 9th through 15th. They'll start the race and camp at Steamboat Springs High School before heading to Craig. Here's the marketing coordinator for the ride, Peter Indovino, in a video that they did.
The town's thrilled to be having us here, and we're thrilled to kick things off in Steamboat Springs.
The cyclists will ride 66 miles from Steamboat to Craig on that first day, where they'll stay then at the Moffat County Fairgrounds. Here is Kyler Scott.
We got everything they should need as far as indoor facilities, camping, bathrooms, RV hookups. So just be sure to be here June 10th for the Ride the Rockies here in Craig.
And then the cyclists head to Meeker after leaving Craig for the six-day tour. Russell's Auto Salon has new owners after 33 years. Phil Sparr and Terry Paulson have sold the business.
Oh, yeah. We meet by accident. And I'm Phil.
I'm Terry.
Hey, thank you, Steamboat.
Thank you very much. You've been awesome.
The new owners are Ron Wenzel and Leo Starbuck, both born and raised here in Steamboat Springs. Hayden hosts Moffat County tonight in wrestling. I'm Shannon Lukens, first with local news, weather, and sports. Access at any time at KRAI Radio.com.